This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and has been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. This article has been recorded with the kind support of the Southampton Area Talking Echo at their studio in Mount Pleasant Road, Southampton. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 1,000 or more vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about the SS Donegal. The SS Donegal was built in 1904 by Caird and Company of Greenock as a twin-screw steamer powered by a triple-expansion steam engine to be used as a passenger ferry, operating from Heysham Port to Belfast and Douglas in the Isle of Man. The Donegal was one among many passenger ferries requisitioned by the Admiralty during World War I to act as hospital ships, casualty ships and general transport vessels. During 1915, the ship was outfitted as a hospital ship, but later fitted with a 13-pounder gun, and so technically was an armed transport vessel used as a casualty clearing ship. As an ambulance ship, the Donegal was configured for a crew of 70 with 610 wounded passengers. During the course of the war, His Majesty's Transport Donegal crossed the channel between northern France and Southampton many times, and on the 1st of March 1917, a German submarine tried to attack the Donegal, but the steamer managed to outrun her. On the 7th of April 1917, the Donegal sailed from Le Havre, bound for Southampton, with the HMHS Lanfranc and several Royal Navy escorts, carrying 610 lightly wounded soldiers and 70 crew. She was about 19 nautical miles south of the Dean Light vessel when the German Type UC-2 submarine, SMUC-21, torpedoed her without warning. According to contemporary reports in the Times, the torpedo tore a great hole in the casing and part of the deck collapsed. Parts of the vessel were blown to atoms, injuring a number of the crew and killing five. The rudder was blown off and the vessel sank in half an hour. There was no panic. The officers and crew displayed wonderful spirit, working like heroes in rescuing the wounded. Unfortunately, many of the wounded were able to walk. The lifeboats were lowered promptly and coolly, and all the wounded were saved, except a few who were killed by the explosion. The Donegal sank with the loss of 29 wounded British soldiers and 12 of her crew. Crew report offers the following view. SS Donegal was under escort when the captain spotted a torpedo track some 400 yards away to port at 7:43 p.m. and gave the order hard to starboard, but this was too late, and in the words of the captain, "My ship was struck near the port propeller with result that the stern was practically blown away and carried with it the 13-pounder gun which had only been mounted the day before. One of the gunners who was standing by it is missing and must have been killed." The vessel began to sink rapidly, but HMS Jackal got alongside and took off some 500 troops, with other ships picking up some of the remainder. 3/4 of an hour after the attack, Donegal lurched to starboard, throwing those left on board into the sea as she foundered. Casualty reporting figures vary, but the names of 10 mercantile crew members are engraved on the Tower Hill Memorial, and 27 soldiers are named on the Holyrood Memorial in Southampton. One of the numerous acts of bravery in the face of the sinking is that of Lieutenant H. Holehouse, to whom the Royal Humane Society awarded its Bronze Medal. And today the SS Donegal lies intact on her port side in about 45 to 50 metres of water in the middle of the channel. Two of the crew members aboard the Donegal are of particular interest. Archie Jewell went to sea at the age of 15. In 1904 he joined the White Star Line and moved from Bude to Southampton. Having worked the previous shift as lookout aboard the Titanic, Archie was in his berth when the ship struck the iceberg, and Archie was the first survivor to testify at the inquiry. John Priest was also aboard the Titanic, working as a fireman. Priest had already survived two sinkings aboard the Asturias on its maiden voyage in 1907 and HMS Hawk in 1911. John Priest went to war aboard armed merchant cruiser Alcantara, and in February 1916, the Alcantara was engaged in a close-range battle with a German cruiser. Priest suffered shrapnel injuries, and both ships were sunk. When Priest returned to sea, he was assigned to Titanic's sister ship, Britannic. On board was fellow Titanic survivor Archie Jewell, and in November 1916, Britannic struck a mine and sank. Both Priest and Jewell were then assigned to HMT Donegal. Priest survived yet again, but this time 28-year-old Jewell's luck had run out, and he is commemorated on the Tower Hill Memorial. Priest suffered a head injury during the sinking of the Donegal, but he claimed he was only forced to retire from the sea by these disasters because no one wished to sail with him. Priest continued to live in Southampton, telling his tales in the pubs until his death from pneumonia in 1937. This article was researched, written and read to you by Andrew Dorr, volunteering with the Forgotten Wrecks Project. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future, and of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer. Perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at www.forgottenwrecks.org or via telephone on 02380 237 300. Your reader for this article has been Andrew Dorr, your sound engineer, Chris, and that brings us to the end of this audio article. Goodbye.